And Oliver, how are you?
Tony, I'm glad to be home. I'm glad to be on with you and your great fans up in Lansing. And I just want to say thank you to all of those who served in our armed forces of the United States and Iraq, obviously Afghanistan as well. But the special this weekend is to say thank you to the Americans who won the war. I know you're not hearing this from Washington. You're hearing it from me. I think I got a lot more time out there than the national commander. They won the war, and thank you. And they're coming home for the holidays, so that's why we put this together.
I knew that you were going to put this together, just keeping up with Fox News on the website. It's going to be a special War Stories with Oliver North, a tribute to our heroes who served in Iraq. This is a pretty cool piece that you put together. Before we talk about that, just your thoughts on the whole process from beginning to end. The troops are gone. What's on your mind about that?
Well, mostly on my mind, Tony, is the fact that you don't have, as I say, the commander-in-chief getting up and saying, this is a victory. And it really is. Just think about this. This one dimension of it. There's always war. There's always things in war that you could do better, differently, should have, could have, would have. But the bottom line of it is, thanks to Americans wearing flak jackets and helmets and combat boots and flight suits, there is a representative democracy that respects the human rights of its people for the very first time in that part of the world. In all of recorded human history, there's never been that kind of government in that part of the world. And so what they did, by force of arms and blood and courage and compassion, was show them how to do it. It wasn't the diplomats that did it. It wasn't the politicians that did it. It was American soldiers, sailors, airmen, guardsmen, and Marines. And that's why this tribute to them is out there for this weekend.
Was the job completed?
Well, look, it would have been better, no doubt, if we kept some American forces, maybe 20,000, 25,000 on the ground to continue to mentor and train. It would have been better, I think, for the security situation as well. But the bottom line is the politicians decided otherwise. And what they should have done, they should have said, you guys won. You fought the good fight. You kept the faith. You did what needed to be done. Well done, the sons and daughters of America, the best and bravest of an entire generation of Americans. 1.5 million Americans fought in this war. And it's astounding what they accomplished. And they did it by virtue of just being role models for now the Iraqi security forces. 750,000 of them volunteered to serve their own country and build their own Army, Navy, and Air Force.
I know
it's completely done. No, but it's a whole lot further along than it ever was before 2003.
I know this is hard to do, but if you had, from what you know now, what do you think is going to happen over the next year in Iraq?
Well, I don't have the gift of prophecy, but my guess is because there's nobody in the Iraqi security services that wants to become part of the new Persian Empire that is, you know, the Ayatollahs in Tehran dream about, because none of them want to be part of that, you've got a very pro-American institution in their military. I think you're going to see accommodations made to get along with their neighbors, but I think you're going to find that we'll have an ally that represses radical Islamism, that represses terrorism, and that takes care of protecting their own country, and they know that we're there to back them up. Is it as perfect as we want it? No, but it's a whole lot better than the situation 8 years and 8 months ago when I went in with those first troops going into Iraq.
All right, so the next War Stories with Oliver North, a tribute to our heroes who served in Iraq. It's coming up in a couple of days. Tell us about it.
8 p.m. Eastern, we went back and tracked down guys, a dozen of those who we covered early on in this war from the very beginning right up until my last trip a few months ago, and found them back here in the States and what it means to them, to include the father of a young Marine who I was standing right next to just before he was killed. And you know, what it means to them, to let the American people know that this sacrifice has been horrendous, but it has not been in vain. That's the most important part for the American people to know.
More than 4,000 lives were lost. That's a big number. But when you look back over 10 years, I guess it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, no doubt. There's young Americans, 32,000 of them, many of whom would not have survived in any other war. And you're going to meet some of them on this broadcast.
You know, Oliver, what always seems to get lost, especially people who protest against war, are the soldiers who have no choice about where they go and what they do. A lot of times we don't give them the props that they deserve, but that gets lost in the shuffle, I think.
Well, first of all, every soldier who went to this war volunteered to do so. They came in because of what happened in 9/11/01, or they stayed in because of it, and they knew they were going to go to a war. The best part of it all is that the American people have not treated them. Now, look, at war is a very polarizing thing. I'm anti-war. I'm just not anti-military. And so what happened to the veterans who served in Vietnam should never again happen to American soldiers. And that's why we did this special, because I want them to know, having been out there as long as I was covering them, the American people really are grateful. And that's why we put this special together. By the way, the book that accompanies it is still available. We started with 3,000 copies of it on Monday. We're down to 247. You can get the book signed by me at olivernorth.com. And it's the companion to this this 100th special of War Stories.
Before we let you go, Oliver, I've received a lot of phone calls and emails just asking questions about China and what they're doing with their military. We recently saw some photos that they have built and have in operation, although not in military operation, an aircraft carrier. They're upgrading, they're building, they're really making their forces a lot more powerful, where we're cutting back on what we spend for the military. A lot of the equipment we have is old and outdated. Just wanted to get your take on that.
I think we're cutting way, way too far, and we may end up having to cut further with the sequestration that they dreamed up in order to so-called balance the budget. It would be a disaster if we make further defense cuts. This country does best when we have a military strong enough to deter those who would become our adversaries. And it does worst. We end up more vulnerable every time we cut way back. If you go back to the long history, all the way back to our revolution, every successive war is the consequence of enormous cuts in America's defenses. Let's not do that again, because the next war, and it could be like Iran or China, could be a whole lot worse because the weapons are a lot bigger this time.
What's Iran trying to do?
Dominate that part of the world. They want a new Persian Empire. I mean, they can call it a Shiite revolution or an Islamic revolution, but it's an effort to resurrect the Persian Empire of 3,000 years ago. And nobody in that neighborhood wants that to happen. And that's the really good news about what's coming out of this war, because we've got a friend, not as strong as we'd perhaps like yet, but we have a friend that's democratically elected. Just imagine what that means to the Ayatollahs in Tehran. They're looking to the West, and they see a democratically elected representative government for the first time in history. And that all happened because of Americans wearing camouflage, you know, jackets, flak jackets, and helmets.
War Stories with Oliver North, a tribute to our heroes who served in Iraq. It's Sunday night. Give one more plug for it, Oliver.
And it's Sunday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, and you can get the book that goes with it at olivernorth.com. There are, I just looked, 227 signed copies left.
All right. Thanks so much. Enjoy your weekend.
Appreciate you, brother. Merry Christmas.